like, let me ask you one more time. You guys ready to have a good time tonight? That is more like it. Welcome, everybody. My name is Mira Davis. I will be your MC for tonight. Some of it, Z93, this is the music of my career, Capricorn Records. Yes, I came from Atlanta. It is such an honor to be a part of this tonight, and you guys are in for such a treat. I can't even get into it. You're just going to have to live it, and that is coming up very shortly. First, we could not do this without Mercer University and the Waldens. So Mercer University has a long tradition of leading the community forward, and they've been front and center with the renaissance of downtown Macon. And they recognize that music is the heart and soul of the city, which is why we are bringing it and bringing it hard, starting with Capricorn Records and our new studio. So Macon, with businessmen and musicians and luminaries, put music on the map in the 60s and 70s, and one man in particular, Phil Walden and his brother Alan, led the charge. And their contributions still reverberate today. Please, let us all acknowledge the Walden family who are here tonight. We couldn't do it without you. At this time, I'd like to introduce the president of Mercer University. He's going to come up and say a few words about this project to bring Capricorn Studios back to life. Please welcome Phil Underwood.
So it's been 50 years since the Capricorn name burst onto the international music scene. And over the course of the past 50 years, the music made under the Capricorn name has spoken to our souls. It's been great music. It's been music that's enriched all of our lives. Much of that music was recorded right down the street here in Macon, Georgia, in the legendary Capricorn Sound Studio. It's a place that's a special place. It's a magical place. It's a place that Greg Allman once told me was a perfect place. Perfect place. So I think it's especially fitting that tonight, as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of Capricorn, that we celebrate in part by reviving that great, special, magical place down the street. And that's what we did this afternoon. We revived that place not just to be a museum, not just to celebrate the past. We've revived that special place so that we can inspire the next generation of great Capricorn artists. Some of you have already been over there and taken a look. Those of you who haven't, when you go into the Capricorn complex, you'll find a wall, and on that wall, there are copies of the album covers of the albums produced under the Capricorn banner. And when you walk into that room, you'll see that the walls aren't full. There's room for more. There's room for more. So our prayer, our hope is that one day the next Otis Redding or the next Duane Allman or Chuck LaBelle or Jimmy Hall or someone entirely different but just as talented will emerge from that special, sacred, perfect space. So thank you all for being here with us tonight as we celebrate. We celebrate not just the tremendous past of Capricorn, but we also anticipate the promise for the future. Thank you all.
All right, thank you, Mr. President. That was a great speech. Well, we are so excited for tonight, but we cannot do this without our sponsors. So let me take a chance to take a minute to thank them. BHI Construction, BTBB Architects, Explore Georgia, Explore Georgia, yeah. Benji Griffith, Renaissance Bank, banks. Planners First Bank, David Flap Fowler, woo! Vyshinsky Jewelers, SPP Commercial, Sierra Development, and Aramark. Oh, and I'm told this very important message. You need to get to your seats, okay? The fire marshal is someone you don't want to mess with. Let's get her done. All right, now a lot of people want to give their well wishes here this evening, and we have a special message from someone who really wanted to be here, but he could not. So he dropped us a little video message to wish us all well, and we'll take a look at that now.
Hey everybody, Billy Bob here. I'm up here in cold, windy Northern California. I wish I could be there making this one. But I just wanted to say that this is a great event, and it's so amazing that this place is back, because if you grew up down south, Capricorn Records was it. And through Capricorn Records, I ended up with Phil Walden as my manager. I got to know the guys from the Allman Brothers. I got to know guys from Wet Willie and Marshall Tucker, Michael Buffalo Smith, and the great Chuck Lavelle. And I know Chuck has put his blood, sweat, and tears into doing this. So to all the Walden family and to Chuck, all the people who love Capricorn, all the great artists on there, boys in widespread, a lot of buddies, I just want to say that it's a great day that Capricorn Records is back. And one of my dreams is to someday record there. It always was. So hopefully that'll happen one of these days. And the first thing I ever directed in my life was through Capricorn when I directed a long-form video on widespread panic. And I just got to know a lot of great people through that. And as a kid, I worshiped that label. Everybody from Grindr Switch to the Allman Brothers. So you guys have a great time, and I sure did miss being down there, but I'll see you soon.
Well, that was Billy Bob Thornton, and we're happy that he's a part of this tonight. That is a great honor. So we have a great show prepared for you. I want to bring up the band, Chuck Lavelle and the Randall Bramlett Band. And they're going to take us on the lane tonight. You're going to hear songs recorded at Capricorn Studios, performed by artists at Capricorn Studios, and people with ties to the Capricorn family. Now, our first performance honors a giant that... Hey, excuse me. Sorry, that Cap Services is doing a number on me. Our first performance honors a giant that looms over Capricorn. Capricorn was originally slated to be the home of Otis Redding, and his tragic and untimely death had the Walden brothers reeling. This is exciting. And we all know that they lost a dear friend and a business partner. Now to perform Otis Redding's Respect, please welcome three-time Grammy Award winner and legend, Taj Mahal.
Taj Mahal, everybody.
That was incredible, and what a way to kick things off. We are going to keep this going. Our next song was recorded by Georgia-born bluesman Blind Willie McTell around 1900, and Taj Mahal's 1968 version featured a killer lick by guitarist Jesse Ed Davis. Inspired by that version, the Allman Brothers made that a staple. We all remember it. Ladies and gentlemen, the Allman Brothers Band. Live at the Fillmore East. We didn't have that album. Now I am so excited to welcome to the stage Jimmy Hall, Marcus King, Tim Smith,
thank you.
We have so much more music for you tonight. We are just getting started on our next artist, who's one of the first musicians signed to Capricorn Records.
What do you think it is?
He released...
What's your Capricorn?
Oh, wait, hang on a minute. I got a little ahead of myself. So we're doing it live. We're going to invite Paul Hornsby to the stage. Yes. Sorry about that. I jumped the gun. Thank you. He produced a lot of albums in the early Capricorn years, and some of his biggest commercial successes were the Marshall Tucker Band. So how about Paul with a couple of MTV songs? Please welcome to the stage, Hitman Chris Hicks. And rising Southern rock star, Marcus King. Let's let it roll.
Gonna be leaving at the bridge of dawn.
Thank you.
I need everybody to get to their seats, and please don't stand and stay out of the walkways. Brenda's my girl, and I promised her she is the fire marshal. She is not to be messed with. So please, I know we're having a great time, but let's just keep it up. All right, our next act was, again, we'll get to this, one of the first artists that was signed to Capricorn Records. And his self-titled release came out in 1971. And one song would be a big commercial hit for Capricorn. It sold over 1 million copies. Here to perform those big hits, please welcome to the stage, Jonathan Edwards.
Nathan G.A. How's everybody tonight? Here's a song I wrote in 1970. One of the first gold records on Capricorn label. Table the next morning when we all woke up, and it was said that I had written it. I looked at it and said, that's a pretty cool song, and it's a good thing pencil sticks to Formica, or this song might have got swept out with the stems and seeds. To me. making passing to a slow move. We'll take time out to smile a little bit for a better hope. If you want to lay down and stand by,
got a young singer named Mickey Thomas to handle the vocals on that one. It was a huge hit. But we all remember them so much, and we remember the song Fooled Around and Fell in Love. So welcome to the stage, Allman Brothers bassist Lamar Williams Jr., and Grammy-winning award vocalist Bonnie Bishop.
Thank you.
You guys, that was amazing. Now, how many of you know about the First Lady of Southern Rock? That's right, I'm talking about Bonnie Bramlett. She's in the house with us tonight. Seems like you guys are excited about Bonnie, and she is excited to see you. Now, Bonnie released 3 albums on Capricorn. And in 1967, she married Delaney Bramlett and founded the group we all know as Delaney and Bonnie. They signed with Stax Records and released their album Home in 1969. After that, they toured with people like Eric Clapton, Duane Allman, George Harrison, Dave Mason, and so many others. And they had all kinds of hits on the Billboard Hot 100, but now they're going to perform a great song. You know, only you know what I know by Delaney and Bonnie. Feel free to sing along. Please welcome to the stage the legendary Bonnie Bramlett. And to accompany her, local radio personality Charles Davis from Bacon, 100.9 The Creek.
What's going on, Bacon? Let's get it, baby.
I'm overwhelmed.
It's Bonnie Bramlett, people.
Come on.
You ready, babe? Can I say something real quick? Real quick, Chuck. You told me earlier you only sang this song with Delaney,
yes.
Delvin McClinton, and then me.
That's right.
I love you.
I love you right back. Hallelujah.
Used to believe it while we
Texas and Macon, Georgia. How blessed. Oh, look at our children. You know, you judge by your fruit. Look at these children. Praise. Macon, you're anointed.
People, 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 people,
Yay, back at you.
Give it up for Bonnie Bramlett, Taj Mahal. Performing an incredible Greg Allman song, and he's here with us in spirit. So now we're going to get into some Allman Brothers. We're going to get Lamar Williams back out. With Charlie Starr, Tommy Tolton, Bill Stewart, and Charlie Hayward. Play us another. Give it up for Charlie, Lamar, Tommy, and the band. Now, between 1971 and 1977, the band released 7 albums for Capricorn Records. It was a swampy blend of rock and roll, blues, soul, funk, and gospel. And that's the kind of thing that can only happen in Macon, Georgia, right? And that's going to be coming up in a minute. So I'm getting you excited for that. But now, you're going to hear Dreams.
Let's go.
ladies and gentlemen. Pull myself together. Put on the news. It's not a down of the hills and our baby.
So what will it before? So let's get this show on the road. Let's get Jack Hall, Donna Hall, and Rick Hirsch on stage. And I think we're gonna rendezvous with the blues. How does that sound? And then we're gonna keep on smiling. They switched the order. All right. Please welcome. Well, well.
music in Macon, Georgia. Am I right? So happy and proud to be here. Good stuff, I'm telling you. My son, again, my son Ryan Hall. I was always shining a light on him. So he's gonna help Dad out a little bit. And
I wasn't busy.
Eddie Stone over on the keyboard. Got Davis Coffee helping me out over there. Brother Jack's gonna need the bass going on. Ricky Hurst on guitar. We're going to do one that'll play a little bit of harmonica on for you. And do a little blues. A little blues song I recorded. Actually, on the Revitalized Capricorn label, when it came to Nashville, and started the label there, revived it. And I was on the label, and 311 and Cake both on the label at that time. So I did this album with Johnny Sandlin produced, called Rendezvous with the Blue. So we're gonna do that for you.
Oh my baby! see Donna Dee before. You know what a Willyette is. That's one right there. How about for the lovely, talented, amazing Bonnie Bramlett? I call her Sneaky Bonnie Bramlett. And she's standing right next to young and beautiful, wonderful, beautiful Bonnie Bishop. Say more than one beautiful, didn't I? How about the tall and handsome Lamar Williams Jr.? Gonna help me out. And the horns, hurricane horns. I'm gonna go, you know, you got a big win. It's a mighty win. So what we gonna do for you? The song I already sang this afternoon, but a lot of y'all weren't there. But it was recorded right here, Capricorn Studio. In the wonderful year 1974, Mr. Tom Dow, turn the dials. The song called All You Gotta Do Is Keep On Smiling.
Is that grandma, mama, and daughter?
Keep on smiling, keep on
Thank you.
That was incredible. I want to give it up for Chuck Lavelle right now. Right in the middle of it all. Chuck, we have so many great session players. Our great house band, if you could introduce some of our members of our house band.
Yes, indeed. We're so glad to have this incredible band with us, the Capricorn All-Star Band tonight. We'll get to some names a little bit later. We've got a nice little acoustic set for you.
At this point in the show, we want to pause and celebrate the lives of the people who are no longer with us, our brothers and sisters. And by no means, this list isn't complete, but we want to have a moment of silence for all of them who are missed. A moment of silence, please, for Phil and Philip Walden, Greg and Dwayne Allman, Barry Oakley, Butch Trucks, Lamar Williams, Frank Fenter, Johnny Sandlin, Alan Woody, Red Dog, Joe Danpetty and Steve Miller of Griderswitch, Colonel Bruce Hampton. Dangerous Dan and Frankie Toller, Larry Howard, Toy and Tommy Caldwell, Jim Yalls, Scott Boyer, and the others, our souls and hearts are with you tonight. Thank you. Otis Redding. Yeah! Now, I'm sure you've all seen Tommy Tolton getting down up here tonight. Tommy and Scott Boyer are also the co-founders of Capricorn Mainstay Cowboy. Also in attendance tonight, the original Cowboy members, Peter Kowalki and Tom Lynn. Cowboy's first three albums, all recorded at Capricorn Studios, and they have stood the test of time. They had a fresh approach to bringing country and rock and roll together. Kind of like Gram Parsons in the way Americana is really, really exciting these days. So please welcome Tommy Tolton, Charlie Starr, and British superstar Rumor, who just moved to Macon. Please be with me.
And one more name, Mr. Bill Fillmore, piano and songwriter. From hey, Bill. Those guys are out there somewhere.
Hey, Bill. I lost my head.
because you can't find my mind. Please be with me. Shut the bell on the piano, y'all.
Okay, got more music coming your way. I know, it just keeps getting better. Next song was originally recorded by Dr. John. Great, great. He spent some time here in Macon. It was recorded here in 1970 by Johnny Jenkins. Participants of that recording, it was Dwayne Allman, Mary Oakley, J-Mo, Butch Trucks, Paul Hornsby, Eddie Hinton, Pete Carr, Jimmy Niles, and Johnny Sandler. He was the band leader for the Pine Toppers, which featured a young Otis Redding. Some say he taught Jimi Hendrix's stage antics. So watch your guitars, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you. man.
All right, give it up for John Bell. Special guests to introduce and a special performance. Please welcome to the stage from the Almond Betts Band, Sons of the original Almond Brothers Band, Dwayne Betts and Barry Oakley Jr. We're going to get a little help from Ellaville, Georgia, Brent Cobb. And they're going to play a couple of classic Almond Brothers songs.
We're going to play y'all a song. This song
yeah,
is
right. Oh, yeah, y'all.
We go to the bar and we ride his horse to the bar. And we get drunk and we ride his horse to the bar. And it's a true story.
Oh,
We love you guys so, so much, and this is such a wonderful night in memory of so many of I choke up when I think about it, so I'm shut up now, but we love you.
We love you too.
was good is about to get better. I now want to introduce our musical director of the evening. And he's a man who pretty much needs no introduction. He's just a working musician. Bands like the Rolling Stones. What would they do without him? Notorious tree hugger and Megan lover. Please give it up for Chuck Lavelle.
Thank you. Thank you all so much. What a great night, huh? Whoa. This is just too great. First of all, I want to thank my friend Mara Davis from coming down to Atlanta and emceeing for us tonight. Give it up for Mara. And also want to give a special shout out to my partner, our promoter tonight. We worked together on this project for several months now. He's been a joy to work with. Wes Griffith. Give it up for Wes Griffith. Yeah. We got a heck of a band up here, don't we? I'm going to do some quick introductions. You've seen him on bass tonight. You've seen him on saxophone tonight. Tom Ryan. He worked with us in Sea Level. He's on guitar right here. Davis Causey. On the drums, Jerry Hansen back here. And by the way, we got some of the cats in the wings here. I hope they'll come out. Where's Bill Stewart? Is Bill Stewart with us? Come on, Bill. Come on out here, man. Come on, take them out. Come on, come on, come on. Get out here. Bill Stewart on drums. Charlie Hayward on the bass. Where's Charlie? Come on. Charlie's worked with Charlie Daniels for 44 years now. He played on a lot of records here before the band started. That's Nick Johnson on guitar back here, ladies and gentlemen. What a great horn section. Wayne Postel on the trumpet. Kevin Hyde on the trombone and writing some of the charts for the night. Thank you, Brett. Marcus Henderson on saxophone and flute. And we've had a myriad of others, as you know. Barry Oakley Jr. on bass. What a joy to have him playing all and all the special guests tonight. It's really, really amazing. And my dear friend for many years, one of the greatest singer-songwriters that we have in the Southeast, or in the world for that matter. Great musician, Randall Bradman. All right. We got one for you from our era of Sea Level. Some of you remember Sea Level? This is one that Randall and Davis put together, and it's called King Grand. Thank you.
Getting ready for this next one. I gotta say, a very, very special shout out to introduce the great J-Mo on the drum and percussion tonight.
We're bringing back Dwayne Betts on guitar here. Barry Oakley Jr. on bass.
Yeah. Thank you.
wonderful audience again tonight. Thank you. From all of us, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you so much. Well, since we've been calling this the Capricorn Revival, and it is, we figured that we would finish with a revival. Thank you all so much. Good night.
Thank you.
Have a hand for Mr. Chuck LaVale for making this thing happen.
The Z-Man Capricorn Revival Concert, Macon City Auditorium, Macon, Georgia, 12-3-2019. FOB, DRFC, KFC, ZFC, AARP, CHEP, CCM4Vs, Lunatech V2, Sound Devices 722, right center, row M, between seats 10 and 11, in the sweet spot for show number 270 of 2019. Happy birthday, Carrington Crawford. Dedicating tonight's recording stream to my good friend Gwen Hewitt up in Nashville, Tennessee. Sending you prayers, strength, and love. Miss you, Gwen.